God's Word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. That section to guide us this morning is taken from the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verses 6 to 9. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Here ends our text. In the name of our Savior and King, Jesus Christ, the one who gives us true Christian courage, dear fellow redeemed. What comes to mind when you think of courage? What pictures come to mind? What do you think of when you read the verses of our text for this morning, the verses that God spoke to His servant Joshua? I've got a couple examples for you that come to my mind. Recently, I was in a Christian bookstore and I saw a small plaque with verse 9 of our text printed on it. Next to that verse was a picture of a lion. Whoever came up with that plaque thought that a lion was a good example of courage. I've also seen the same verse printed on a sword. A sword is a symbol of strength and courage in the battlefield. A sword is used by a warrior, someone who's supposed to have great courage. Maybe you think of similar pictures when you think of the word courage. But because of such pictures today in society, courage is often looked at something that is rare and uncommon, something that's almost unapproachable by the common individual. Well, when God tells Joshua in our text for this morning to be strong and courageous, is that the kind of courage He's talking about? Is God talking about a courage that's only meant for the greatest and mightiest of us, not for everyone? Well, may the Holy Spirit bless us in our meditation this morning upon God's Word and how we see that this courage is indeed meant for all Christians, because it's given by God's Word and it's given through His promises. It's often been said that courage is not the absence of fear, but the ability to conquer the fear that you have. We see that kind of sentiment coming forth in our text for this morning when we look at the life of Joshua. We read the opening verses of the book of Joshua. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, just as I promised to Moses. What an awesome responsibility that had just been thrust upon the shoulders of Joshua. He was now in charge of leading the children of Israel. Think about everything that that entailed. These people had been wandering around in the wilderness for 40 years now. Many of the people that began the journey in Egypt were no longer around to see its completion. Not only that, they had been in bondage in Egypt for 430 years. Almost half a millennium away from their home. And now it was Joshua's responsibility to bring them back home and to lead them into a land of rest. Without a doubt, we could readily admit that Joshua had his fair share of fears and uncertainties and doubts, even probably discouragements. Joshua had been around with Moses to see what the children of Israel were like. He knew that they had a tendency to push themselves from God, to grate against His word rather than following Him. He knew that all too often their attitude is one of idolatry and unbelief rather than faithful service to God. Joshua knew all the tasks that were ahead of him, and he knew it was not going to be easy. And yet God reassures him with the opening words of our text, "Be strong and courageous." What reason did God have to tell Joshua this? Furthermore, what reason was there for any hope that the children of Israel could make it home safely? They had to go through nation after nation and conquer their land. They had to defeat armies that were unwilling to yield. What confidence and hope could they have for strength and courage? They were simply a mob of people. Well, the confidence that Joshua took and the confidence that he gave to the children of Israel for courage was built upon God's promises. We see one of those promises in our text, God saying, "You will cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them." That was one of God's promises to Israel, was that they would receive their land again. Think again about how long they had been wandering, how far they had been from home, how long they had been from home. This must have been a very enduring promise to the children of Israel, one they took great comfort in. One day they would be home again. One day they would have the chance to rest and to grow again as a nation. But was this the basis of their courage and hope? We see in this promise of the land given to the Israelites was a much greater promise intertwined. This was the promise of the coming Messiah. If you look at the history of Israel, all throughout the ages, from Adam and Eve to Abraham to Isaac to Jacob to Joseph, all the way to Joshua, this promise endured. The promise of a Savior from sin. Not just something of earthly inheritance or physical land, but a promise of spiritual salvation. A promise of deliverance and rest for their souls. This was the courage that Joshua had as a leader. This was the courage that the people had in an unforeign land. It was the promise of their Messiah and Savior. Without a doubt, looking at this promise and looking at the courage that God gives, not only the Israelites, but gives us today as Christians through the same promise, we could indeed say that it is a rare and uncommon virtue. But it's not rare and uncommon because it's only meant for the strongest of us, or the greatest of us, or the oldest and most wise of us. This promise is rare today because it comes through God's Word. It comes in connection with God's promises that He's given to us in His Word. So often, the world around us wants to follow their own way of thinking, wants to follow their own path rather than following God. And when we examine our own lives, we'd have to admit that we've fallen into the same trap as well. Do we have a tendency from time to time to only look at God's Word when it's the last option available? Do we try to hash out and solve our problems on our own with our own power and our own intellect and our own courage rather than looking to God? We'd have to readily admit that we've fallen into that same attitude, the same one that the children of Israel had time and time again, the same one that Joshua would be tested with as well. The temptation to follow our own path rather than following God's Word. But God reminds Joshua, and God reminds us this morning, if you want prosperity, if you want success, if you want strength and courage, follow the Word. Follow the promises in that Word. Most importantly, the promise of a Savior. It may be easy for us this morning to sit here and look at this history and to say, well, Joshua had it pretty rough. He had difficult times ahead of him. He needed courage from God. But it wasn't that bad. Jesus did come. Jesus did die on the cross. He saved everybody from their sin. Joshua didn't have to go through that much. It's easy for us to sit here and say that because we have God's entire Word written for us. We have the Old Testament. We have the New Testament. Joshua did not have that. Joshua could not read about that Savior coming to be born. He could not read and study how that Savior had a public ministry and did many signs and wonders and miracles and taught the gospel of truth. Joshua couldn't be comforted by reading about the resurrection account and knowing that, yes, it was an accomplished fact and it did actually happen. But despite all that, despite not having it in written form, Joshua had confidence. Joshua had assurance. And that was the confidence and assurance that comes by faith. Joshua knew that when the Lord promised him something, it was as good as truth the moment that God promised it, even though Joshua may not be around to see its completion. And just like Joshua and the Israelites, we don't trust God's word and we don't trust God's promises because we can look at the ink and we can see them printed down and we can read them. We trust them by faith. We trust them because the Holy Spirit has implanted faith in our hearts to trust them, not because we can read about them. That's the strength and the courage that God gives you today as a Christian. Confidence and conviction that comes by faith that your sins are forgiven, that despite your numerous failings and your record of wrongdoings, Christ has wiped that away and now gives you the record of righteousness. You don't trust it because you can read it. You don't trust it because you can reason it out and you can logically deduce it in your head. You trust it by faith. The courage that God gives you as a Christian, everyday courage, comes by faith. And that's how we know that courage is indeed meant for every one of us, for the oldest among us, for the youngest among us, for both male and female, for whatever race. God's courage is meant for all people. It's not limited to the strongest and mightiest of us. It's not limited to the greatest theologians or the ones who can memorize the most Bible passages. God's courage comes to us through the simple truth of faith in Christ. Faith in that coming Messiah, the same faith that Joshua and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all of the Old Testament believers share with you today. What a comfort we have today that God gives us strength and courage. When you have doubts and fears about your status in life or about your role as a Christian, Christ is there to lift you up. When you're discouraged about witnessing to Christ or the lack of witnessing that you've done in your life, look to that Messiah. Look to that Savior. Find your strength and courage to talk to other people in Him. Don't look to yourselves. Don't look to your own ability to reason it out and to tell other people about it. Look to what Christ has done for you in His Word. Look to the promise that He's given to you by grace, the promise of forgiveness and the promise of eternal life. Without a doubt, in the next coming week when we leave our fellowship here with one another and we go out again on our own in our own lives, we're going to encounter numerous doubts and fears and uncertainties and discouragements. We could sit here all day and talk about all of those problems and all of those hindrances that come to us every day. There's no shortage of them, is there? But that's not why we come to church here on Sunday. That's not why we study God's Word and follow God's Word and have our own personal devotions at home. We know the truth. And the truth is that we are indeed sinners, that we are faultful, that we do have faults before God, that we do have wrongdoings. But we also know the truth of God's forgiveness. That despite all of those wrongdoings, Christ has given us forgiveness. That Christ, God Himself, has come to earth and died for our sins and risen again for our victory. And not only that, that Christ Himself desires to give these gifts to you. He loves each and every one of you as a redeemed soul. He desires a personal relationship with you by faith. And He desires to impart strength and courage in your lives. The truth is that Jesus Christ is our Savior from sin. And if we want any hope or any strength and any courage in this life, it's only going to come through Him. Jesus Himself said, "If you abide in My word, you are My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Christ has given us courage and strength and freedom. He extends that to us by faith because He loves us. We will go out this week on our own. We will leave our fellowship of believers here, and we will have to witness of Christ on our own. We will have to defend God's word on our own. We will have to give a defense of why we are Christians on our own. Sounds pretty scary at times, can be discouraging, can be humiliating at times. But remember, the courage that God gives us is not the absence of fear, but the ability to conquer the fear that we have. With sin in our lives, there is no shortage of fear and doubt and discouragement and any bad thing that may hinder our faith. But God gives us the solution. God gives us the ability to push through those things, to conquer them with Christ at our side. Through God's promises and in connection with His Word, we have strength and courage, everyday strength and encouragement for every Christian. When you have times of difficulty, remember the final verse of our text. Remember the promise that God gave to Joshua and to all those Old Testament believers. Remember the same promise that He extends to you today. But remember why we have this promise. Remember that it's because of Jesus. God tells us, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.